Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dominic, we are sliding into a Thursday that feels like a Friday. Happier, 4 o'clock, happy hour. And we're happy to announce we got another fine guest live via Zoom. He's Scott Ross, Firebrand, Gemini, well-tanned and coiffed. Scott, I've never seen you looking more rested and relaxed. Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates.
Hey, Scott.
Good to see you both, gentlemen. I hope you're having a decent week amongst all this chaos and insanity.
Oh, man. It's crazy, Scott.
I put on my resistance t-shirt this morning. It's been a while. I felt it appropriate. Scott, let's start with the U.S. Supreme Court. The failure to act. I mean, abortion illegal in Texas right now. Perhaps Roe v. Wade soon to be bye-bye. And if it goes bye-bye, it would be illegal to have an abortive procedure in the state of Wisconsin under current law. So I woke up to that and it's gone downhill from there.
Yeah, you are absolutely right about where the state of things, where we're at. I mean, it's a devastating abrogation of the Supreme Court, of the Republicans on the Supreme Court. And, you know, I think we should start there because let's not forget that, five of the Republican justices were put on the court by presidents who did not win the popular vote. You know, you have, in fact, and with the two of the three seats filled by Trump, you have, you know, a stolen seat in Neil Gorsuch's seat. You have a stolen seat in Amy Coney Barrett's seat, without a doubt. I mean, Amy Coney Barrett, when she was on the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals before the Supreme Court, that vacancy that she received from Trump was opened during President Obama's term. That vacancy opened. So that is a stolen seat. You know, obviously the Gorsuch seat, you know, because that seat was open for what, almost a year under Obama, because Mitch McConnell and the Republicans would not put forward the nomination even for a vote. So I think that's, you know, we have an illegitimate Supreme Court that has made abortion illegal. And the thing about this issue is that you already saw Florida's going to do it. You know, some lunatic here in Wisconsin is going to introduce it. Now, obviously, Governor Evers, as long as he's governor, will veto something like that. But all across the South in these red states, this thing is going to become the law of the land. It is going to be a substantial problem for women, particularly poor women. And I think it's also going to be a real problem for the Republicans. I think that there is going to be a massive backlash to this because a lot of Republican women do actually still believe in the right to choose. And they believe in control of their bodies. And Republicans are taking, starting with Texas, you know, are doing that once again, taking away control of women's bodies.
Scott Ross, you know, here's my fear. We've seen lots of good young people and good older people move out of the state of Wisconsin in no small part because of the bad governance of Scott Walker. And I mean, he's been anti-reproductive rights. We know the litany of bad governance malfeasance under Scott Walker. And some people like you and Dom and Crudy, we're all fighters, Scott. We all stayed and fought. But I got a 27-year-old daughter living in California for the last 8 years. Why would she stick around for this crap? And I question, why would the fine, good, college-educated people with, you know, options, why would they stay in the Middle Ages? Why would they stay in the 1960s? Why would they stay in Texas? I'm fearful that instead of outrage, they're gonna be outraged and they're gonna move the hell out of Texas. And pretty soon, we're all gonna be looking for an out clause out of this nation if this continues. Scott, do I seem a skosh hyperbolic?
I mean, I think that if you think about what's at stake here, you know, and how we got to this point, I think you're being a little bit too reticent, personally, you know, because, I mean, again, if you look at how we got to this point, it's just appalling. You know, we are out of, you know, we have a national media that's, you know, pretending as though Joe Biden didn't do the right thing by getting out of Afghanistan and leaving Afghanistan as Donald Trump negotiated under the hold of a radical religious extremist group that, you know, inflicts its will upon the people, the citizens of, you know, and particularly women.
You're talking about Texas or Afghanistan?
Yeah, exactly. What in the hell is happening in this country? You know, that's exactly what's happening here. So and I would say this, if your daughter is in California, you said?
Yep.
Tell her to move back to Wisconsin for one election, because honestly, like, this place is the last stand. Like, we, 2022 is Wisconsin's last stand of whether or not we are going to continue to be a functioning state, or we are going to become, you know, beyond, you know, beyond what we even see in the South. Because the people who are currently in control of the legislature, the Republicans, every single one of them is some kind of a lunatic. I mean, you don't hear a real sensible thing coming out of their mouths for an extended period of time. I think Steinicke, right? The media goes to Steinicke every so often because he'll say something lousy about Trump. Okay, great. You know, but like, Robin Voss has bought into the giant big lie. We're spending $700,000 on this ridiculous big lie hunt from crook Mike Gabelman, in which we're going to pay some data firm $343,000. Is that what I saw? $343,000, something like that. To see if what special wood pulp was used in the printing and compromise the codes of our election system like they did in Colorado. This is insanity. And like, again, we are in our last stand. We've got three races in particular coming up in 2022 here in Wisconsin. We've got the governor's race, which I just talked about. Like, if Tony Evers doesn't win again, our state is over. We've got the Ron Johnson seat. Democrats' only chance of ending any kind of a filibuster looks like it's going to have to be in 2023. And if we pick up enough seats. And then, of course, we got the third CD, you know, the seat that Ron Kind has held since 1997. You've got, you know, a terrorist insurrectionist who used his campaign account to go and try and participate in a coup to overthrow the government running for a second time there. So it's, so I guess long and short of it, get your daughter to move back here.
Scott Ross, if only I had that sort of control over her life, because I don't presume to control women's lives.
You're not a Republican.
I am not. Yeah, it's not 2023 yet.
Well, we shall see. Scott Ross, wanted to ask you about Rojo and the recent truth he's been telling about the outcome of the election. And he went through the math, and he basically proved that Donald Trump lost the state of Wisconsin. And Paul Ryan, to his credit, came out this week and said, Joe Biden won, Donald Trump lost. And none of that seemingly affects the outcome of this cyber ninja-inspired super secret forensic audit that we, the taxpayers, have to pay for. Scott Ross, I mean, for once, can they believe Rojo?
I mean, you know, that's, again, he didn't realize he was talking to somebody who was going to publicize what he was saying. So he was caught doing the worst thing, you know, Republican politician can do right now, and that's tell the truth. The thing is, though, we saw, I mean, Robin Voss said the same thing back when Trump, you know, smacked him around at the convention. The day before, 2 days before, he had taped an interview with the guy from WKOW, in which he said 51,000 undervotes for Trump, you know. The congressional candidates had 51,000 more votes than Trump did. So, like, they have that talking point. They just are petrified of standing up to Trump, you know. And you see, again, that's why Voss is doing this audit, because he actually fears being ousted as speaker. Like, you know, some of those, you know, I mean, you know, we need not rattle off the lineup of the damned in that assembly caucus. But, like, you know, that's why he's doing this. He's doing this because he fears losing his own power. You know, he's what, the longest serving speaker, blah, blah, blah. And he does not want to not be the longest serving speaker, because, you know, after being married three times, it's the only thing he's been faithful to. But then again, kids, sorry. I was watching a documentary earlier about Joey Adams. So my worst jokes are going to come out. Apologies.
Folks are listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. That is our pal, Scott Ross. He is a firebrand and a Gemini and, of course, a friend of the Devil's Advocates. Scott, it's always great to talk to you. Gabelman. So former Supreme Court Justice Gabelman is going to lead up this audit here in the state of Wisconsin. And for the life of me, I can't figure out why he's not getting as much a backlash as the cyber ninjas were, because he has about as much experience as the cyber ninja owner does in doing any sort of investigation or audit like this.
Yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, Mike Gabelman's a crook. Like, I researched that guy when he ran for office. You know, when he was appointed by the governor appointed by Republican Governor McCallum. We could find no paperwork about his actual appointment. The only thing that he had was there was a list of people who were recommended for the judgeship, and Gableman gave a $1,250 check to McCallum and got the appointment. So he bought the appointment, and then it turned out he was using his office to make fundraising calls for McCallum. That's how he got ended up getting on the Supreme Court, you know. And so the guy's like crooked from day one. He ran the most racist ad in the history of Wisconsin politics so far, right? 2022 is not here yet. Right. But that's why he's getting it. And I think what's happening in a little bit is that, like, I think our press corps sort of got caught off guard that something this radical could happen here in the state of Wisconsin. You know, we know that, you know, your sort of corporate media believes that the Republicans are a moderate center right party and try to portray them as such, the people who run the news. But the fact is that this lunacy, you know, happens here because Robin Voss has power. He uses that power, and he has a Supreme Court that's bought and paid for that will do basically whatever he wants, save for the one issue, you know, that Hagedorn is on his side, is not on his side about, which is a good thing.
He's Scott Ross. He likes long walks on the beach. He's a Gemini. He's a firebrand. Hey, man, you got somewhere to be? You got a few more minutes for the Devil's Advocates.
I'd be happy to oraculate with you more.
Hey.
More oraculation. More Scott Ross. More Devil's Advocates on the other side. Come back. I know you will.
I have never been more excited about anything that I get to have gotten the chance to work on.
The Devil's Advocates, because it's always 420 somewhere.
Anybody here? And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Our pal Scott Ross, Gemini Firebrand, sticking around. We appreciate you doing so, Scott. I've taken the news of this week. Apparently, former Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish has taken a half step or another step, you know, inching towards announcing. Perhaps she will announce her run for governor at sometime this month.
September 9th.
September 9th. All right, then. I know that you've had taken some umbrage with the way she has coordinated or set up her, I guess, pre-election status, using a charitable contribution, a 501c3. Scott, what is your problem with how 501c4? What is your problem with how the former lieutenant governor has been going down this road to decide if she's going to run for governor?
Well, yes, and sorry if you heard. I live on the east side of Madison, where we have the F-16s and F-35s. So I had my Thursday 4 o'clock buzz by just now. So I was ironically at 4:20. So I had to get up and shut my window, and I didn't want your viewers online to see my, you know, take umbrage with my getting up and leaning over the camera. So anyhow, I mean, the Clayfish thing, it's just a complete and total utter fraud, tax IRS scam. It's ridiculous. She created a 501c4, you know, whatever, the 1848 project, in order to be able to go around the state and campaign without having to adhere to disclosure laws, without having to adhere to campaign limits, and without having to adhere to the prohibition on corporate contributions. So basically, like, you know, she has this 501c4, and if she was a candidate, she could only take if she filed as governor to run for governor, she could only take $20,000 in contributions from individuals. Because she did that, and it would be all disclosed, and she had to make all those phone calls to do it, right, and raise all that money to pay, you know, the 18 people who are on staff and such, and also show where she's spending that money in, you know, exact detail, in real time, basically. With a 501c4, none of that stuff is disclosed. So she could be calling, oh, I don't know, let me, you know, I'll just use I want to use a fake name so I'm not, you know, accusing somebody of giving her money who might not be. But let's say, High Ann Dendrix decides to give, you know, $500,000, you know, to a C4, or, you know, Yick Dewline and his wife, you know, Fliz, decide they want to give a giant check. And although I think they give to, I think that they give to Kevin Nicholson's phony 501c4, no better friend. But it basically, It's not disclosed. So you could get a corporate contribution. You know, I used to run a 501c4. One Wisconsin Now was a 501c4. And, you know, I could take money from whoever I wanted. I, of course, only took it from good people. But you could take corporate checks. You know, you could take, you know, a 501c4 is a non-stock corporation. So basically, she can take money from whoever she wants, big, giant people, in, you know, who want her influence in the state of Wisconsin. It won't be disclosed. And in fact, you know, you have to file yearly, if you have a 501c4, you have to file yearly what is a 990 IRS form. And that shows how much money you brought in total, how much you spent in total, and what you paid your top people, basically. Because of how she's done this, all the money that she's raising this year and spending this year, and all the money for this 501c4 she raises and spends next year, we will not know even that rudimentary information until after the election, I'm guessing, because she'll be able to delay the disclosure of anything from 2021, you know, just that small bit of information, let alone 2022. And I think it's ridiculous that the media's pretend, that the mainstream media, corporate media, is not pummeling her on this, wanting information about this, because it is totally in violation of the law. It is against IRS law to make the primary purpose of your 501c4 what's considered political. It's supposed to be advocacy. Advocacy is talking about issues, not in a setting that would influence elections. You know, like, so 51% of your budget's supposed to be for advocacy, not what's considered politics. You know, everything that she's doing is campaign politics, and it's ridiculous. And, like, it's time that she starts getting called out for it. And I think now that, you know, he's sort of officially in the race, and, you know, former bodybuilder John Mocco from up in Green Bay has filed some sort of paperwork to get in the race, which I love. You know, and you got, you know, Bill McCaution thinking about things and putting out videos.
Come on, he's your buddy. Bill P in a bar, McCaution. He must be getting close because Daniel Bice is starting to trash his otherwise good name.
I mean, I'll just say this. I saw liberal Twitter was not, if it was on Bill's side or on Bice's side, liberal Twitter today was on Bill's side, you know, at least what I saw. But, you know, so we need to, you know, it's time for them to stop. The media needs to start pretending this is an actual campaign because it started, and there's information she needs to disclose, I think, in order to move forward or at least be asked about it. And we know that the Democratic Party a few months ago filed a complaint against this 501c4. And I was just perplexed that in the announcement that they did the other day, you know, for her policy briefing, and that she has actually filed paperwork, that nobody mentioned that in their stories. I thought that was a big miss.
Scott, I know you're not clairvoyant, but you play one on the radio with us. Mandela Barnes, obviously running for the U.S. Senate. Who's Tony's sidekick going to be, or at least who would Tony choose to be his lieutenant governor if the voters will cooperate?
Boy, that is a great question that I didn't know you were going to ask me, because I only have two answers, you or, you know. Yeah.
It's you, Scott. No, come on, man.
I think that, you know, again, that's something you're not hearing a lot of. It's interesting. We're not hearing a lot of buzz about who is actually going to, like, step up and try and run. I think it's a great position. You know, it's a good place that you can, you know, make a difference. You know, there are a lot of constituencies that need to be talked to assemble that Democratic, you know, the Democratic victory. And I think that it's important that the lieutenant governor reflect that.
So, other than me, who did you say?
I was going to say Dom, you know, but I think that it's got to be somebody who's going to inspire voters in the same way that, you know, Mandela did. So we'll have to see. I hear nothing. I hear nothing about who wants to run. It's, you know, it's interesting. If I was 15 or 20 years older and less, you know, loquacious, I would do it.
Now we're getting somewhere. Scott Ross, the next lieutenant governor of the great state of Wisconsin. You heard it here first. Thank you, Scott. Jim Nye, firebrand friend of ours. More Devil's Advocates. We'll be
Thank
right
you,
back.
At what point are we going to okay marrying inanimate objects? Can I marry this table or this, you know, clock? Can we marry dogs? This is ridiculous.
Lady, you're scaring us.